Your next P is place. So this is where the customer will buy the product and how the business will get it to the location. And usually businesses will use channels of distribution, and this is how the product will get from the manufacturer to the customer. Now there's four different channels of distribution that a business can use. So you've got channel A, which is like your corner shop, channel B, a bit like Argus, channel C, like supermarkets, and channel D, online shopping or farmers markets. So channel A, this is where you've got your four different stations. You'll have your manufacturer, they'll sell it to the wholesaler. The wholesaler then will sell it to the retailer, and the retailer then will sell it to the consumer. So this is kind of like how your small corner shop works. So that's why a carton of milk is more expensive in your corner shop than it would be in your supermarket, because there's three different stages that the product has to go through before the consumer gets it. And at each stage then, each party is looking for a profit. So your manufacturer will sell it to the wholesaler at the price, your wholesaler will sell it at a higher price to the retailer, and the retailer sells it at a higher price to the consumer. Channel B then is like Argus. So you got your manufacturer, you got your wholesaler, and then you got your consumer. Part C then is your supermarkets. So your manufacturer will sell it to the retailer, and then the retailer then sells it to the consumer. And D then is straight from the manufacturer to the consumer. So a bit like farmers markets and online shopping. So how does a company decide on which of these channels they're going to select? So the following factors should be considered by a business when selecting a channel of distribution. So number one, the product. So how long will the product last? So for example, fruit and veg need to be delivered quickly, else they're going to go off. Legal requirements. So you have to sell certain products in a shop, not over the internet, for example, medication. And the image. Some businesses will only want their product in certain shops, and this will bring a positive image to the product. For example, only certain products can be sold in Brown Thomas, so it kind of brings a prestige around that product as well. So that's your third P from the marketing mix, or the four P's of marketing: place.